The following program is brought to you in living color.
I saved my first drink to have with you. Here.
No, no, Rick, not tonight.
Especially tonight.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you two could make it to our wine and cheese party.
Oh, thank you.
Let's go inside. Yeah.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Copernicus called, and you are not the center of the universe.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. All the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid to ask. That's what we're here for. We are your media resource for everything about that cute, precious, adorable, squishy little grape. And we are definitely here for you today because we are very honored. People are finally returning from their vacations and they're excited about being on The Crush. So today you get blessed with two guests. The first, we have Miss Lindy Novak. She is the National Marketing Director for Spotswood Winery. For those of you who are in the know and are big into California Cabernet, then everyone is going to be familiar with the name of Spotswood. Spotswood, to me, was one of the first cult California Cabernets before the word cult California Cabernet came out. So it will definitely be a treasure talking with her. Also, this is something, it's always fun when we get to be timely on The Crush. When you ever see Kent and you understand how old he is, the fact we can be timely on anything is just truly amazing.
It's not old, it's experienced.
Experienced.
Yes.
Yes, Kent has been nagging me for the last 20 minutes, so Kent is going to get my full repercussion on air.
Folks,
so you get to be part of this.
Try to get the woman to come to her microphone on time.
I have things to do. I have important questions to answer, caller emails, everything that I have to go through. It's not my fault you were down here and prepared once for a while.
All right, you're off the hook.
Anyway, as far as I am saying, it is nice to be timely. And in doing so, we have Ms. Sherry Swingle. She is the executive director of the Auction of Washington Wines, which is happening this upcoming weekend in Washington State. And it's going to be fascinating to hear her talk about this charity event. You know, it's fun. I read up on charity events. I read all the blurbs and all the magazines. Oftentimes, I'm a judge for some of these events. Definitely, I have participated, poured, talked, you name it. I have done it from top to bottom. But what fascinated me is to sit back and to look at the one that the Auction of Washington Wines is doing and realize that it's raised $24 million for charity. And you have to sit back and really grasp a scope of that. Now, granted, a lot of the things that happen to be in these auctions, they may be winery weekends, they may be nice glassware, but ultimately, that's $24 million somehow associated with wine for one auction. And when you sit back and you look at that, particularly the scope of the Auction of Washington Wines, you know, it's the top nonprofit, it's coming up this weekend, it makes you really grasp how much as a country, how much as a world, that we take seriously the wine business and how much money is truly in it. And it's funny, the guests we have on the show and the people I talk with, when we go over the wine business and we laugh and joke about it, but ultimately there is the old running joke that I know you have heard on The Crush, and if you haven't heard it here on The Crush, you've heard it sometime in the grand tales of wine business. How do you make $1 million in the wine business? You start out with $10 million in the wine business. Now, I know that holds true for a lot of industries, but even though it looks like we have these glamorous, wonderful jobs, it's certainly not going to be the highest paid thing in the world. And when you think about the money and the passion that goes into this consumer product, this perishable good, it really can be astounding. Not that I am ever truly tongue-tied, but trying to put that in perspective, you've got everything going on in Congress with the debt ceilings and the budgets. You know, it kind of makes you wish, well, if we can spend this much on wine, why don't we all just sit around, pop a couple bottles of wine, and hash it out right there? Okay, we'll cut out the drinking habits of this person, this state, and let's just put it all toward the budget and we'll be happy. Something tells me that's not going to fly. But when you start thinking about one auction raising $24 million and you start talking about a $1 billion industry, who knows? Maybe there's something there. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. There is something already there. It's called a sin tax, and they already get us. So $24 million spent on auction. Of that, probably, let's say, 22% went to taxes. I'm not going to get off on a political tirade. I promise not to get on my soapbox. But nevertheless, who's footing the bills on this one? Go figure. Well, anyway, as long as we're popping bottles and I'm trying to rein myself in before I really get all riled up, and we know what happens when I get riled up, let's talk about today's wine recommendations. Because I do have the pleasure of talking with Lindsay from Spotswood, and because we are talking about the staid wine business, I figured it was kind of fun to go back and think about the first time I had Spotswood and what was around at the time. Now, granted, way back when, the very first time I have it, I couldn't afford it then, and you know, I'm not saying I can't afford it now, but at that time, at the peak of what I thought the wine business was, were my two wine recommendations for today. So the Chardonnay I will recommend is an icon of Napa Valley. It is, to me, one of the most pleasurable tours, one of the greatest places to visit. And I have heard a rumor, and I think this is fact, it may have just soaked into my Chardonnay-addled brain, that this winery has the largest selection of azaleas west of Augusta, Georgia, which, of course, we all know Augusta, Georgia and all of their azaleas for the Masters. But Farniente Winery, because of the nursery connection that Gil Nichols had, supposedly has the largest strain and largest collection of azaleas west of the country. I assume that means west of the Mississippi. So my recommendation today is Farniente Chardonnay. Talk about timeless. Talk about a classic. Yes, I have talked about it before. But new vintage is out. This is something that is remarkable. It is the classic California style of what a French Burgundy would taste like. Now, some of you are kind of scratching your heads going, what exactly does she mean? It has the great flavor profile of a California wine. You get the great acid, you get great citrus, you get the great apple, you get everything that you would expect, but it does have that stoicism. It's not over-oaked. It's not over-manipulated. It's just clean, lovely, and wonderful in the bottle. So Farniente Chardonnay is my white recommendation for today. Now, my red recommendation, we've got to drive up the road a little bit to a property that, even though we may have all the azaleas at Farniente and I think it's beautiful, I still think one of the most unique tours and most unique places to visit out in Napa Valley is that lovely winery called Sterling. And I know that people have differing opinions on going to see Sterling, but ultimately, if you can quit being condescending and forget being a snob, when you actually get to get on that little tram at the bottom of the mountain and ride up a tram, there is that moment, if you will separate your brain from anything you may know at that isolated moment, you could be in the Alps, you could be in Germany, you could be in any wine-producing country at that point, because you get just such a lovely view out of both sides of the tram as you take the little car all the way up the mountain. You get up the mountain, you get to see the whole Floor Valley view of Napa Valley. It is absolutely stunning. So my red recommendation is Sterling SVR. And of course, this is predominantly a Cabernet blend, and it's got that luscious, rich black fruit that is so associated with Napa Valley. Whether you've tasted wines all the way back from the 60s, whether you're tasting them tomorrow, it's that black fruit, it's that licorice, it's that anise, it's that little bit of, I don't want to say eucalyptus, but it's that little bit of almost a mint herbal characteristic that really takes you to that place in time. So there's our red recommendation, Sterling SVR. So they're a pair of Napa Valley icons to continue us on our lovely summer drinking quest. And Kent, you are looking at me like I have four heads today.
No, I think those sound like two. You made them sound wonderful. I want them now.
Is that just because you've had to deal with me so far? Or are you just being philosophical?
No, I just don't want to upset the bear.
You could feed me. I am a little hungry at this point. But it is interesting. Kent does bring up a point. And here's a question, actually, I want to direct to listeners. All of us, we have soft spots in our hearts for certain wines. There's no two way about it. Whether it's straight varietals, I mean, after all, I am the Chardonnay sipping or guzzling diva, depending on how the day is running. So obviously, Chardonnay is where my soft spot is. But there are some wineries that even when I think I'm 85 years old, I have my little walker and my oxygen when I'm in the old folks' home, there's going to be wineries, regardless of whether they have the same name, whether they are producing the same amount of grapes or whatever they're doing, that I will always remember fondly. I would like to think by the time I'm 85 that these wineries won't be producing Ponc, but nevertheless, I will look back. Farniente, Sterling, Behringer, these are wines that come to mind that just help define to me what it is to be in the wine business. Now, of course, granted, I am probably dating myself for those of you sitting back. And yes, go ahead. I'll throw in, we'll throw in Mondavi. We'll throw in BV. And when you understand that I still consider Opus a newcomer, all of you should have no problem pegging what generation I am. But these are wines that just give me that comfortable feeling. To me, they are the comfort food of wine. So my question goes out to our listeners. Do you have the same experience? Do you have the same thoughts? Is there something that is the equivalent of fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, a cheeseburger, a steak at home to you? Is that one wine that just makes you feel all warm and fuzzy and just eases your way through your day? Let me know, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com. We're going to take a quick break right here, but when we return, we will have Miss Lindy Novak from Spotswood joining us here on The Crush.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
Is the IRS knocking on your door for back taxes? Are you being threatened with bank levies or wage garnishments? Let us negotiate with the IRS for you. It's a lot easier. We deal with the IRS every day, so you don't have to. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, or you haven't filed in a while, pick up your cell phone and call now for free information. We have experts standing by right now who know the tax codes and know the secrets to settle your back taxes for less. If you qualify, we'll explain to you how we may be able to settle your taxes for less than what you currently owe. So call today for your free evaluation. Remember our motto, if you can't pay your back taxes, call now, see if you can pay less. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, call Alpha Tax now for free advice on how you can pay less.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad.
Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking.
Hmm.
You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing. You're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. As promised before the break, it is with great honor that I get to introduce our guest, Miss Lindy Novak. Lindy, of course, is with Spotswood, and even though it's been a favorite winery of mine for a while, I went back over our notes, and I do not think we've ever had someone from Spotswood on the show. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce a first-timer. Lindy, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
It is nice to speak to you as well. Now, you have to understand, I have always been a closet Spotswood fan. And when I say closet, Spotswood's been around for a while. I firmly believe what I said at the introduction of the show. Spotswood was Cult Cabernet before Cult Cabernet existed. There's just no two ways about it. It's iconic. It's profiles. It's tasting, whether it's blind tasting or not. But I always had to be a closet fan because I didn't want to admit that I would spend that much money relative to my salary back then, certainly not to my husband or to anybody else.
Well, thank you for stretching to purchase our wine. We appreciate it.
I did, and it was worthwhile. And, of course, now that I'm used to wine, now that it doesn't, you know, come on, back then it would traumatize me to pay over $5 a bottle of wine. And that was one of my luxuries. And now it's funny, when you look at things in perspective with everything out there, it's a bargain.
Well, thank you. That's one of our goals is to remain, reasonable, and so that our loyal customer base stays with us and enjoys the wine.
Well, what I think is great is I think you are far past reasonable. I think you're almost value when you see some of the things coming out of California today. But anyway, enough of my pontificating. Lindy, for our listeners who may not know about Spotswood, can you tell us a little bit about the winery? Give us some background. Let everyone know why you're so astounding.
Sure. Well, thank you for the astounding comment. We bought the Spotswood property in 1972. We were a family who was living in Southern California down near San Diego, and my father was a physician. He was a general practitioner, and he decided that he was tired of practicing medicine after about 15 years, and he wanted to drive a tractor. And we had some friends who had moved.
It's amazing what people will drive you to, isn't it? I've had enough of dealing with people. I don't want to talk to you. I want to deal with something with tires.
I think that's absolutely true.
Okay.
So we had some friends who had moved to St. Helena from Los Angeles, and we came up to visit them a couple of times. And the next thing we knew, we were all packed into the Ford station wagon moving up to this old Victorian estate that's about 40 acres in size, right on the west side of St. Helena. And the house needed a little bit of work, and the vineyard had been planted in the early 1900s, and it was comprised of green Hungarian, Napa Gamay, French Colombard, Petit Syrah.
And you can build such a great reputation on that. Napa Gamay, outstanding.
My dad named one of his little boats the Green Hungarian, I think, at one point. The fruit was going to a local co-op and probably being made into something that wasn't that astounding. And
along with its Thompson seedless friends.
Yes, thank you. So, Rick Foreman of Foreman Winery happened to live right across the street from us, and he was the first person to recommend replanting into Cabernet Sauvignon. And my parents didn't know anything about growing grapes, nothing about making wine, but knew they wanted to kind of pursue it, and went and took a couple of classes at Davis. They met the Schaefers, the Duckhorns, Justin Meyer from Silver Oak, and the resounding recommendation was to plant Cabernet in this particular spot. It's the right climate for it. And we embarked on a replant. My dad got to happily drive a tractor until our family accountant suggested nicely that dad had to consider going back to work because the cash flow was going only in one direction. And my dad acquiesced and started practicing at the emergency room in St. Helena. And then ironically, he had a heart attack after we'd been up here for 5 years in the mid-70s and passed away. So that left my mom with a replanted vineyard, fortunately, but five kids and not a lot of work experience and kind of scratching her head about what to do next. And she realized that she had befriended a number of people in the valley and went to Charlie Wagner at Camus and Joe Heitz at Heitz and a couple of other people and asked if they would buy fruit.
Yeah, small little piddly people that actually have no reputation or, you know, no recognition whatsoever.
That's true.
Yes.
So, anyway, they agreed to buy fruit, and it turned out that the fruit was actually quite good, and the Duckhorns and the Schaefers and St. Clement started to purchase from us as well, and it was the Duckhorns and Schaefers that suggested to my mom in the very late 70s that she consider maybe making her own wine from the property. And now that's not such a novel a concept, I realize, but
a woman in like 78, 79,
yeah,
all by herself, five children, hey, why don't you go ahead and make your own wine? That that would be heart-stopping. That's revolutionary right there. That makes Susan,
yeah,
Sokolblosser just have nothing going on anybody. That's outstanding.
Well, thank you. Mom is kind of a Katharine Hepburn type, and she has a good strength of character and sort of a persevering spirit. So anyway, she thought that sounded like a very interesting idea, and word of mouth connected us with Tony Soder. He was our first winemaker. So our first vintage of Cabernet was the 1982, and we made about 1,200 cases of wine, and then we started making a bit of Sauvignon Blanc a couple years later, and we came out into the marketplace at a good time, and got feedback from friends, again, sort of the Duckhorns and the Schaefers, about, you know, where mom should go and knock on doors and try to sell some wine, and so we got some good press kind of right out of the chute, and then I think the series of three vintages, 85, 86, 87, that were so good smack in the middle of that decade, the Wine Spectator picked us up, and, you know, that helps with, you know, achieving some recognition. And so I think that's kind of what put us on the map, timing and good scores and good grapes and a really talented winemaker.
I was about to say, you can say timing, you can say the good scores, but ultimately, looking at what your mom did and the devotion it took to be able to have that patience, to not, you know, it's one thing to take a couple classes at Davis, it's one thing to listen to your neighbors, but
yep,
to have the perseverance and have the persistence, hats off, that's outstanding.
Thank you. So anyway, so we got our start fairly early. We embarked on the road to becoming certified organically, so our vineyard in St. Helena was certified back in 1990, and we've tried to maintain outstanding quality ever since, and the grape source gives us that for the Cabernet, and the goal is to make wines with elegance and balance, and you can drink them out of the chute, or they hold up for the long run, too.
So yes, they definitely do. That is one thing I have noticed. Hey, Linda, you and I have gotten off on a tangent. Would you mind holding over? We need to take a quick commercial break.
Sure, no problem.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on The Crush, but when we return, we'll hear more of Lindy and Spotswood's story.
Heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree million-year-old beach. Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn upon the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Wine Crush. You are joining us in the middle of a great conversation with Miss Lindy Novak with Spotswood Winery. Lindy, are you still with us?
I am.
Sorry about the funeral dirge that Kent seems to want to play. He's in a mood today.
This is off of the Laura Lawson Wine Music CD.
It is absolutely not. That sound. Never mind. Anyway. God, I expect trolls to start running through the studio.
I like the mix of musical styles.
Well, you know it's never boring around here. You don't know who's going to wander in. You don't know what's going to come across the radio. And you don't know what sound effects are going to come through. So just adapt. You never know. It depends on what kind of mood he's in.
Okay.
All right. Before the break, we were obviously talking about Spotswood. And like I said, I am passionate about your Cabernet. But what I have found fascinating, and once again, it goes back to that story. Lindy, you didn't have a chance to hear our open, but something that has really hit home with me in the last couple weeks is there's something about wine. All of us have our favorite comfort food. I know that when I've had a really, really bad day, bad couple of weeks, I admit it, I like fried chicken, and I'm as simple as I can get the Kraft macaroni and cheese blue box. And if you can just give me a glass of milk and a little bowl of that and some kind of fuzzy pajamas, I know that everything's going to be better.
Right.
Now, on the same token, there are wines. Now, whether this is just a predilection of mine, but there are certain wines that I consider comfort food. To go with my really, really bad days, there are certain vineyards and certain varietals that I will just go back to thinking, okay, I'm just going to relax. I don't have to think about this. They're comfort wines.
Yep.
One, I wanted to ask if you had those wines. But two, I wanted to suggest the fact that for me, something with Spotswood history, once you get the point where you familiarize yourself with the profile, the palate, and whether I sit down and taste the 87 or whether I taste today's vintage, there's something like a homecoming in that to me.
That's true. I think there's a kind of a trademark Spotswood flavor profile, and it's kind of difficult to put words to, but because you can say currants and spice and blackberries, and But I know when I go out in the marketplace and pour, one of my favorite stories was pouring for a restaurant down in Ojai, and I was waiting for Michael Denny's reaction to the wine, and it was quiet for a few minutes, and I kind of looked at him like, well, and he said, ah, Spotswood. So I think that's part of the appeal, is that year in and year out, certainly allowing for vintage differences, which make the whole thing interesting, is that you can rely on Spotswood to deliver a certain delicacy and restraint and a prettiness that I think partly comes from, we add a little bit of Cabernet Franc to the Cabernet blend, and Pam Starr, who was one of our winemakers, used to say that was like lace on a tablecloth. So there's a...
Oh, well, that's a lovely analogy. I like
that. Yeah, thank you. So anyway, the goal is to have something that, you know, when you taste the wine, you have sort of an expectation about it that is delivered on or hopefully exceeded. So we like to think that our wine, it's a fairly small production wine, so I don't know if you could call it a go-to wine for a large segment of the population, but it's what we hope is that it's reliably delicious and sometimes probably a really delicious surprise depending on the timing of when you open a bottle.
Oh, I think it always is, and it goes back to what we had discussed. Once you have Spotswood, I do believe the fact it falls in that category of wines that I can pick out in a blind tasting, and it's not because I have this wonderful, immaculate, perfect palate.
Yeah.
There's just something warm, fulfilling, and comforting about the wine. But I'm getting off track on that. No one really cares what my personal opinions are. So I've got to ask this question. You've obviously been raised in the wine business. You've been brought up. You've been around it, whether you were out there with the tractor, whether you were there with your mother, however you look at it.
Yes.
Do you have a comfort wine? You don't have to name names if you don't want to, but is there one that when you've had that long, a grievous, horrible day, is there one that you fall back on?
And I suppose am I allowed to name Spotswood?
Yes, you are allowed. You are. But see, here's my thought is I'm sure there are days where Spotswood's what's driving you to drink to begin with.
There's some truth to that. So I would say on a, for white wine, if I was going for Sauvignon Blanc, I do like our wine quite a bit. If I was going for a Chardonnay, I would probably pick a Schaefer and find that to be comforting, pretty, not too heavy-handed.
A little Red Shoulders goes a long way. There's no two ways around it.
It does indeed.
Yes.
It does indeed. And I think, you were saying that you get attached to wines for various reasons. So this may have something to do with our early affiliation with Tony Soder, but I always loved Etude Pinot Noir. That was always a go-to wine for me. I realize that Tony has now moved up to the Willamette Valley.
He's up in Oregon, but
yes.
Actually, it's funny. I had a chance to talk to him. I believe he has been on the crush too. But when you look at, think about Carneris Pinot back when he was down there.
Yes.
He is the one that turned me on to Carneris Pinot with Etude.
So delicious. I remember I had to call him after having the wine in a restaurant one evening, and I said it was just like drinking silk. It just was so good. It's not often that you feel compelled after you have a bottle of wine, or I don't know, maybe you disagree, but you feel compelled to call the winery and just say, it was an epiphany, or it was great, or, I was having a moment. So all of those things would happen for me when I would drink Etude.
Yeah, it's funny. They tend to get a little hostile with me when I call their cell phones after the second bottle of wine. Lawson, what the hell are you doing now? So it's kind of a give and take here and there.
Well, you're welcome to call Spotswood anytime with your feelings.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Lindy, be careful. You never know. We've been known to show up.
Okay.
All right. So as we start moving toward this, you and I've really enjoyed actually speaking with you. You're
Thank
fun
you.
To talk to. I'd love to meet you. But if you want our listeners to come away with one thing about Spotswood, the next time they have a chance to see your wines, or the next time they encounter them, what's the story, what's the remembrance you want them to hold about your brand and about your family and your history?
That we're making an elegant, balanced wine from a property that has a long history, and that we remain family-owned and very devoted to the long-term of making something amazing out of this piece of land.
Now, I've got to ask, Kent's going to cut me off here shortly, but growing up, are we looking for a third generation? Is this something that's going to be in your lifeblood? Is this going to be a legacy?
That's the goal. I'm the oldest of five, and I don't have children of my own, but all of my other siblings have children. Two of the children live right here, right down the street from my mom. And I would guess and hope that we have some family members. The children are still fairly young. We have a couple that are right around 20, and the rest are not old enough to drink
well,
yet.
Well, God, no one has any sense till they're 30 anyway, so
there's
still time on this.
That's true. So we're hopeful, and that's the goal, is to hold on to it, and hopefully we have some younger members of the family that step into the company. That would be great.
Well, Linda, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. That I had mentioned earlier that I'm going to be 85 years old in a nursing home, still remembering fondly about wine. Maybe you and I can be sitting there together, and we'll talk about the fourth generation of Spotswood. We shall see.
That would be a fun opportunity.
All right, Lindy, well, thank you very much for being part of the Crush. And for our listeners, obviously, you can find the link to Spotswood on our website.
Thanks, Laura. I really enjoyed it.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to take another break here on The Crush, but when we return, we will fill you in on some interesting happenings up in Washington State and, of course, eventually recap all the ideas of having that comfort food when it comes to wine.
Visit WineCrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is The Wine Crush.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, the only engine and fuel system product that makes your car or truck engine perform better. Legendary car builder Carroll Shelby is sold on Z-Max.
There's no doubt that it's the only additive that really works.
Put Z-Max in your oil and gas and reduce internal friction and harmful deposits.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, tested, trusted performance. Available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Mozartosties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
This is The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. I hope everyone is getting that nice, warm, homey feel that I am having on today's show. Great guests. Of course, thank yous go to Miss Lenny Novak. You got Kent playing some nice rock and roll and getting off the dirge music.
You like that better?
And we're just talking about comfort all the way around.
Okay.
And what's even better right now is for our listeners, you do not have to listen to me solely talk again. Yes, we do have another guest with us right now. And the timeliness of this, as I said, is perfect for those of you in the Pacific Northwest. Of course, this is the weekend coming up for the auction of Washington wines. And to tell us a little more about the grand $24 million charity raised funds event, we have Miss Sherry Swingle. Sherry, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, this is a pleasure. It is so rare. It never fails. I'm not saying we're disorganized here at the Crush, but by the time we get all our boards together and everything, it seems like we're always talking to people either 2 months before the event or 3 weeks right afterwards. We never get to hit it just perfect like we are today.
Well, yeah, we're 2 days out from the kickoff, and things are a little wacky out here in the Pacific. The sun's out, which is a great thing.
Well, Sherry, I have to admit, my hat's off to you, because obviously you're the director of the auction. The fact that you are making time 2 days before this monumental event to take an interview, were I in your shoes, the chances of me being able to make a complete sentence that didn't involve a four-letter word that had to be edited all the way through would be slim to none. So absolutely, thank you for being part of the Crush today.
You're welcome.
Well, listen, of course, we don't have as much time as I usually like to devote to this, so let's get to the nut of the matter. Tell our listeners what is going on, how do they find it, and how can they go?
Well, it is the Auction of Washington Wines, which is the region's most celebrated wine event showcasing our industry here in Washington State. And we have about 3,000 people that come out over the course of 3 days and 18 events to drink wine, eat great food, but mostly meet the winemakers and the people behind the wine here in Washington. So we have all the events are located on our website at auctionofwashingtonwines.com, and then we have we have so much going on. Thursday is the Picnic and Barrel Auction, which is a casual event out on the lawn at Chateau Saint-Michel in Woodinville. We have Tulalip Resort Casino, who comes out and has food tents, and it's just amazing gourmet fare. They have a 20 by 60 foot dessert tent this year. We call it the Adult Sugar Ride.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cotton candy, the whole shebang. It's kind of a fun little adult carnival, if you will. And then we have 25 of our Washington's best wineries that are there doing a barrel auction, which means they're actually allowing you to bid on future releases in barrels. You'll get to sample the barrel lot and then place bids, and it's very exciting and quite competitive, actually.
I would imagine. And Sherry, I'm going to go off topic. You can give me just a brief answer, because I've always wanted to ask this question to somebody. I've heard about barrel auctions, whether, of course, it's across the pond, whether it's at the Napa Valley Auction. Say I come out to the auction. I bid and win that barrel. How do I get the barrel home?
Well, at this event, and they all differ, but at this event, it's not the full barrel. You're bidding on a case from
okay.
this barrel. So you don't have to worry about hauling that.
I've actually been dying to ask someone that question, because I have friends that have barrels in their cellars that they have gotten at auctions, and I'm just dying. You don't want to put it on an airplane. I can't see putting it on a boat. I can't see putting it on a train. So I'm going to find an answer to that question. But anyway, please continue.
Some
didn't
people
mean...
probably roll it home at the end of the event. I don't know.
I could be rolled home in it occasionally.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's really just they give five cases out of the barrel, and so then the winery ships it to you, and sometimes those releases aren't happening for a couple of years. We're talking some really highly limited release wines, so the winery's going to hang on to those until they're absolutely certain they're ready to send home and drink. So it's a ton of fun, and with the sun out here in the Pacific Northwest, we're expecting a huge crowd and a lot of people at the barrel auction on Thursday.
Well,
and then on Friday On Friday we move into our winemaker dinner series, which we have 13 winemaker dinners throughout the Puget Sound area. Some are held at private estates, some at wineries, and some at our more acclaimed restaurants here in the area. And they get to sit with the winemakers and have, again, more food, more wine, and more celebration.
Well, see, what sounds great about what you're doing is obviously it is a ginormous event. You have so much put into it. There's a lot of thought. There's a lot of planning. But when it comes down to it, you keep saying about it being home, it being Washington State, it being grassroots, it's being everything that is Washington and pulling all that together instead of trying to make it a little thing of everybody.
You know, it is, Laura. That's what this event started out to be, was an opportunity for us to share what's happening in Washington State and to be proud of the Washington State wine industry. And that's what this event is about, in addition to raising funds for our beneficiaries. Seattle Children's Hospital is a regional facility that provides care for families all around the Pacific Northwest, Alaska, Washington, Idaho, Montana. So, you know, the industry is truly supporting Beyond Washington, but the event is about supporting the Washington industry. You know, we're the second largest wine producing industry in the country right now, and we have some pretty cool stuff happening here.
You have some exciting stuff, and anyone who's in the know, in fact, I think it was one of the shows I did in the last, 3 months, talking about that I believe it's the future. I had Bob Betts on last week, and we were talking about Merlot and talking about Cabernet, and I don't think we've scratched the surface of what Washington has to deliver, both to the U.S. as far as wine consumption, but to the world. I don't think we've seen the best y'all have to offer yet, and what we're seeing now is staggering.
No, you're exactly right. And one of the great things about this event is that we get to see some of this before everyone else does. You know, the winemakers are coming to Picnic, and they're bringing some pretty special bottles to share. It's kind of a teaser, if you will, for what they have coming up down the road. So, you know, yeah, we can eventually, you'll be able to buy it off the shelves. But the nice thing about this event is you really get to see those little secrets about our industry that have yet to be revealed.
And that's what we all want to see. Well, Sherry, thank you so much for being part of the show. At some point when you recover and get past, we'll get you on the show for a full segment, and we'll do the whole recap, and you can tell us all the ins and outs and see how those secrets worked out for you.
Thank you, Laura. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks again. Hey, listen, here on The Crush, we're going to take yet another break. When we return, we will wrap this show up and give special thanks to our guests and let you know what's coming up in the future on The Crush.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
Designer and car builder Carol Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carol Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at zmax.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get 2 free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chomps through anything. Just put it on and instantly chomp through wood.
Hi-ya!
Concrete.
Hi-ya!
Brick walls.
Hi-ya!
Trees.
Hi-ya!
Small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars. It chomps things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Man, it just puts a great smile on my face to have a show as fun as today has been. And when you look at it in the grand scope of things, to have both Sherry Swingle on the show and to talk about the auction of Washington wines for our listeners, by the way, that link will be on our website. If you're living close, if you're around the area, please go. Like she said, it'll be a whole lot of secrets. It'll be some great events. It'll be something special. And one thing I do love about Washington Wine Events is everyone there is so hands-on. All the winemakers, everyone's friendly. Everyone's wonderful. It's just a big homecoming. And it was also fun today to have Miss Lindy Novak, someone who's obviously grown up in the wine business, who considers Spotswood home and who have their roots there. And that's where I was going entirely with today's show. I promise you, I do have themes. But when it comes down to it, wine can be a comfort. We have a lot of people today that whether they talk about ratings, they talk about scores or what you should be buying or classifying and putting everything into little boxes when it comes to wine, you tend to forget that there are some things that just matter more than that. And I am very sincere when I do say I have those wines that are homecoming to me. There are things that I can sit back, I can drink. I don't have to care about the bottle. I don't have to care about the label. I don't have to actually sit and analyze and think about it. They're called no-brainer wines to me. And everybody needs to have wines like these, whether they're in the $2 price point, the $4 price point, the $40 price point. They are the ones that make you feel good, not because of the alcohol content, but because you know that you don't have to pause to consider. And there are times in all of our lives right now that, let's face facts, one less thing to think about is a good thing. So I want you to consider that. That is the ultimate message we're trying to send at the Crush, and that's what all of your industry leaders are trying to tell you now. Wine should be a homecoming. It should be a comfort food. It shouldn't require you to have any more stress or any more angst when it comes down to it. Ultimately, you've got to have those moments and those go-to bottles and those go-to wineries that are essentially like sitting back in a chair on a beautiful day, kicking your shoes off, and putting your feet down into the nice green grass and just relaxing and saying, ah. So no, you are not wrong if you have a wine that is a comfort food. In fact, it's perfectly acceptable. Who knows, it may keep some of us out of therapy. But I would love to know what you think on the thought, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com. Well, that's all we have here on The Crush today, but as always, we are reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.